All right. What a fine looking bunch of boys and girls today. I'm glad to see you all. Good morning. Oh, good. I have a picture to show you. A picture of an old man all dressed up and standing in front of his house. And he's not just any old man. This was my great granddaddy. His name was William Clarkson. And he lived about 100 years ago. And his nickname there in the community was The Rock, because he loved the Lord Jesus and he was very firm in his belief in Christianity. And he wasn't ashamed to say it. He was a cotton farmer down in South Carolina. And here's his wife, and she naturally would be my great-grandmother. Her name was Kate. And can you see how she's smiling? She was a very, very sweet lady. I never knew Miss Kate. Great-grandmama went to heaven before I was born, and I only remember great-granddaddy from one occasion when I was very, very young, and he was very, very old. But I have pictures of him, and I've heard all sorts of stories about him. And here's a picture of them with some of their grandkids, not all of them. And you see this little girl sitting right there in front of grandmama? That's my mama, a long time ago. And I have here something that belonged to my great-grandfather. What's this?
A Bible.
Yes, it looks like it's all worn out, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's because he used it a lot. This was only one of his Bibles. The old gentleman would read his Bible every morning, and he would read through it every year. And when he would read a chapter in the Bible, he would mark down the date. And he read the first chapter of Chronicles, 1 Chronicles, on May the 20th, 1907. That was a long, long time ago, wasn't it? But great-granddaddy loved the Lord Jesus. He loved his word. He shared it with his children, and he and his wife prayed for their children to love Jesus. And you know what? All of them grew up. They grew up to love Jesus too. And their children, their grandchildren love Jesus, and I'm one of their great-grandchildren. And I love Jesus too. And you know why? I believe it's because God heard their prayers and answered their prayers. God keeps his promises. God always answers our prayers. He doesn't always answer them the way we expect or as soon as we expect, but he always answers, doesn't he? And you can trust him. You can trust Jesus to take care of your family. Someday, you're going to be a mama or a daddy. And after that, you'll be a grandmama and a granddaddy. And someday, they'll be showing your picture like that and say, "This was my great-granddaddy, my great-grandmama." You believe that? It's true. And I hope they're all trusting in Jesus. And they will if you love Jesus and tell them about him. Will you try to remember to do that? Okay, let's thank God for being faithful. Father, thank you. Through all the rough and tumble of this world, through all the unexpected things, that you are faithful. I pray these boys and girls would believe this. I pray that they would remember it. And I pray, Father, that in their day they would find it to be true. And we ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Thanks for coming up.